Enfin, bon, il revient, j'adore une chose, la donne une chose, mais qu'est-ce qu'il a mis dans l'œil, il dit, on me tourne de l'œil de l'eau. Très bien, so again, so that is, according to the first question in Rashi, the Abaye has reference exclusively to Shinu Aldo, to Tzchures Al-Bidei Shinu, but Tzchures Kuhaye, so definitely, there is no Adoye, and the Kodok says the Abaye has reference to Tzchures Kuhaye, but Mimele, it has reference also to Tzchures Al-Bidei. Alright, so, Boi Rabi, Yish Adoye Tzchures and Adoye Tzchures, we carry the damn away, or if you more tell the regal. Now, according to Hafsha, the Dabai of Rome has reference to Tzuras al Nishino. So, why did the Gemara say, told the regal? So, in other words, according to Rashi, so it's Mucha from the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat, it's Mucha from the Gemara that's the Dabai of the Gemara. That's the Abaye Mora. In other words, Tzchures Al Nishino. In other words, suppose we didn't have Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai. What would we say? So the Rosh says, if we didn't have Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai, and that's Mucha from the Gemara, then Mitzvah Asmona, we should say, Kikri Kikufri, what difference does it make? Do we distinguish in Odom between Hezek Dom by the Gufa Odom or by the Keach Odom? What difference does it make? Kikri Kikufri, so there is a general principle that Kikri Kikufri. So if there hadn't been a special Tzeres Apostle, a special Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai, then we should say, Tzchures Pesel Rishonim, what difference does it make? V'orayeh Sumches Yisraeli Kanda Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai. So he says, Tzchures is Mishalem, Mishalem Nezek Sholem. So, in other words, that means that actually, there should not be any difference between Keichi and Gu. But there is a special Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai. So the value of Rovi is, according to Rashi, we have to say one thing. That the value of Rovi is, Yeish Adoye Mitzchure, so Yein Adoye Mitzchure. Likeremi Daminolei. In other words, since it has reference to Tzchures Al Nishino. So, one alternative is Tzchures Al Nishino is Mishune. So what is it? Is it all with the regal? And if it is all with the regal, so we may lay. That's Tzchures Kuhari is all with the regal. But if it's Tzchures Al Nishino, so then if it's Tzchures Al Nishino, so maybe the Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai doesn't apply to it. The Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai of Tzchures applies to Tzchures Kohan. The Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai does not cover Tzchures Al Nishino. So Tzchures Al Nishino does not come within the Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai of Tzchures. If it doesn't come within the Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai of Tzchures, so maybe it should be analogous to a hezek, don't be goofy of the day. So what is the aloche? What's the aloche in regard to a hezek done by the goof of the The first time pays for an hezek, and the fourth time it pays an hezek sholem. So that's the first alternative. We can't even have it. Because since it's al nishino, so it doesn't come within the halacha l'mishneh sinai of tzores. If it doesn't come within the halacha l'mishneh sinai of tzores, so you will have to forget tzores in respect to tzores al nishino. Suppose there hadn't been halacha l'mishneh sinai of tzores altogether. Let's say, according to some, what would be the halacha? So then tzores, that applies only to tzores for chayim. Not to Tzchures Al Nishino. So it's a pure principle of Keichi Gufe. So in Mele, by Gufe there is Adoye. By Keichi there is also Adoye. There is also Adoye. But the second alternative is, Oy Dilmo told the regal. Maybe, in view of the fact, again, in view of the fact, so it takes cognizance of the longness of the Rashba. Not that the Rashba told us, Tzchures, he pays Tzchures for Chayim. pain, the Chotzenetzik, because Tzuras Kol Chai is not 100% natural either. There is an element of Shiva. So you may lay, because, or you do the totally regular, because every Tzuras Kol Chai has an element of Shiva. Has an element of Shiva. And that is the reason as to why the Torah says that it pays on the Chotzenetzik. Because there is an element of Shiva. And also it only regular. Because the whole reason is why the Torah says, Tzuras Kol Chai. Tzuras Kol Chai pays a chotzinetzik, because there is an element of shino. It has an element of shino, and Torah declares that so it's totally regular. You ask why? Well, that is just a cause. It's totally regular. So even though it has an element of shino, so even a shino gomo is also totally regular. So, but according to Rashi Pshat, so it means that every tzuras, what does tzuras mean? Any hezek done by keichin, by the group of keren of kavanos elahazik, is it only keren? And the hezek done by keichin kavanos elahazik, al bebiite, it is a tzuras, it is only regular. The answer is no. We definitely have it as a koso, because even the so-called tzuras kolachim, it's not just an element of shino. Even if it's a shino gomo, but as long as it's tzuras, it's totally regular. That's in regard to Gufei. But in here, it has an element of Shino, or it's a Shino Gomo, is always totally regular. It's very strange, but that's how Rashi will be forced to explain the Gemara. Alright, Dosh. Hidu Selim Weh, Yeh Sheikh Lim Aritim Weh, Hidu Salgan Aritoch, El Nihim Es Nihitiz, My Lab, Hidu Nova Kodezime, Uvokam Nihitim, Masov, Yish Adoi, Masov, Yish Adoi. Mar says what? The Chazim. Look, the Sumchah is Rabbanu Kenifte. Toshma. Hey, Moshe, Tilo, Glom, Yiso. Rav Yudin, Mishalom, Yudik, Sholem. Rav Yudin, Mishalom, Yudik, Sholem. Rav Yudin, Mishalom, Yudik, Sholem. So, and Rav Yudin, when he says, Chotzinese, so it's like Rabbanu. In the Yiso, it's not the natural thing for a Bahima to do. I mean, the natural way is to the matter going on the karka, not into an iso. So the Roch of the Alma, in other words, there was no space for the behemoth. And she couldn't, let's say, there was an iso beside her. She couldn't even move. So mainly it was natural to the matter going in the iso. Look, you lay me, Rab Yudah Alochik Yisumches, you lay me Rab Lozar Alochik Rabonon, Klovin, Klovin Yisrachel. Salve, I have no good as a good figure. Keep good figure, make a mash one. Tosh. Ton, the Roman Bar Cheskel. Tan, the good ships in the Isha, the good school has. We talk about the Mishon, the Mishon, the Mishon. Rob Rab Yitzir, I'm the Bira. So, shit, son of a Hamir Shenoa, we should have a Sakin. Mishon Chatzneze. My wife can go before the Zimne. Um, how can we forget? Mar Sova Yisha Doye. Um, Mar Sova Yisha Doye. Loi, the Hadzimne. Ubi Klukne, the Sumches, the Rabon and Knutte. What we should know, this is the Israel. So in other words, how can it be chayev in the section of Mobile Tzumchas? But Tzumchas only says in respect to Tzumchas to chayev, but for a town girl, so to put in its head in the Tzumchas is not a natural thing. So in Meir, why should we pay the Shalom even according to Sumchas? So the Gemara says, what the Kisruches said, to put in its head into the clay Sumchas. Now, there is a very... The Rambam Pirek Beis Sumchas is Gemara in Halacha Tes, says as follows. Tanigel sheish itrei sheilabek lesuches vitoka bei bishivrei im hoyu bisechei kabin b'chayim tzedeh sheish itrei shekibirochlo al hakabin mishalom edek shalom val hakuli mishalom chotzinezek ki chotzinezek tzores shekachu darki v'imo yakuli reikon hari ze mishume o mishalom chotzinezek tzores. So he says that hakuli mishalom chotzinezek ki chotzinezek tzores shekachu darki wie man ja viel reden kann. Aber sie nicht schulden, mich auch im Chotzinesik, Kirchhoff-Agnosis. So ist es, kurz auf der Reihe bezahlt. Sehr teuer ist es. Dort schulden es auch die Schino, und Bali, in die Schino, die auch wieder mehr sich gelockt. Der ist in der Bali, in der Rambam passt uns, das ist welche Regime. So, ich, bei der Himmel, ist Mati schulden es auch die Schino, let's say, hoch, bei Ubato, bei Tizo, auch die Bite, so der Rambam passt uns, that is he that he is only hired a revere message because maybe yes she looks for it now maybe there is one alternative that if it's a Vishnu so he pays half of the head half of Gufe the Gufe is half so half of Gufe is half of head is one fourth but he took us how why does the Rambam say why does the Rambam say and then the time again screamed, oh, you should be showing on the beer message. It's a very strong kashi again. That's the possible. There is shinu mitzvahs that if somebody is in the behemoth is mazik out of mitzvahs shel shinu, so the owner pays only in reva, a four, vidas rabbeinu. שמי סופר קודם. אבא כשם שינוי פעמי זה כי הסתם די אבא כשם דעתו החמיסרי של העבר הכלי אין זה שינוי בצחורס אלו החלקת בתום רשי אין דרוש סתם גלוסס a closed unlocked door is not readily that it's not likely to be broken open so in case you tell him broke open a closed door and then he ate up the cake in that house that he broke it open so he would have to the owner of the caliph would have to pay on the chotzinezek not in his shop and the rosh is chaylik wants the kinrash in the rosh is when a certain maise is preceded by another maise and without the preceding maise first maise and then it be the second maise. The second mice in itself is a natural act. So according to the Rosh, since the second mice is a natural act, he knows it is based upon the previous mice and it's unnatural, so he pays him as a shore. And according to Rashi, he pays a hot sentence. So Mele, this is what the Magician says. The Magician says, it's natural for a Tarnagel to scream out in the Kele. It's not natural for a Tarnagel to put its head into a Kele. That's unnatural. But once it put it into the sheet of Rashi, that's why he's massive. Since there is a Bible in Shikha, whether Yeshua is for us or Yeshua is for us, so Mimele, he's starting to and he broke the Kli as a result of the screaming of the vibrations caused by the Kach school. So then it's Mishune. But the cock's crow is not an unnatural act. It's the putting in of the head of the tarnagel into the kale is unnatural. But once the tarnagel put the head, its head, into the klischoches, it's very natural to crow. That's the most natural thing for the tarnagel to do. So why does the Haifet say, since it's a bayou yivshite, he should pay, the Balatanigal should pay only a Vivian Ezek because the Ayah degrees in the sheet of Rashi, so even though the second act in itself is Urche, so it still pays Chotin Ezek. But the Rambam agrees in the sheet of the Rosh, so that's why the Rambam says that if it was empty, it had no seeds of grain, then it pays Chotin Ezek, not Vivian Ezek. This is what the Magnishan is.
Shir Payim Bavakama Yudal Tzivan Heitov Shimim Gimel May 26, 1983 on Thursday.
The Shir Amigail Sheishit Reishe Ve'avet Lizchuchitz Etoka Bibishov Reit Im Hoyot Yisholem Barakli Mishalom Chotzinezek Shechotzinezek Shruet Shekafu Gamet Ve'im Hoyot Hakli Reikom So, that's the Gemara that you test on Dalet right on top. The Gemara is the Kasha of Mishuneu. So the Gemara is the Keres, he is the Gizrei. So then it's not Mishun. But if the Kele was not into the Kele, into an empty Kele, and he starts to grow and then breaks the Kele, so then it's Mishun. So the Raimut is Masik, now there's Nabai in the Gemara, whether the Yishin or Mitzvah, or Yishin or Mitzvah. And the Rambam passed him, said, this is fake in the Dine. So the mayor, if he's a Yishin or Mitzvah, so the half of the head. And if we say Yishin or Mitzvah, so if the behemoth does schules al mishinu, so then the owner of the behemoth pays a chotzinez. The Rambam paskins, as he said in the Dineh, that his only mechuyev bezdin is only meitzi efor, but if the nizek is tefes, we're not kidding him. But bezdin is only meitzi efor, so that's the asoges haraybe. Here the Rambam says, v'moyak v'yireikom, harezim mishinu mishalom chotzinezik cholakno says, because of haraybet zal, זה תורסו, יוד צחורס על דשינו, הוא בא לי, אם יהיה שינו, יביע נזק אלוהי, עד כמה שני. So in other words, so the Rambam should pass me. So, הרי זה משונה ומשל עם רבע נזק. רבע נזק. אם תופס, חוץ נזק, לא נפגין לי. But the Rambam passed me, ומשל עם חוץ נזק יכול להכניס. So, the Magnish says, that when the Rambam נצחורס, so he pays on the Reva Nezek, not the Hefe Nezek. Chobishus Rabbi Mubato, Vitizo, not Holcho Bishus Rabbi. Holcho, Vitizo al Vibite, Vitzelf is al Vishine. Then, according to one alternative in the Gemara, he pays on the Reva Nezek. Mashiach, in this case, since there was no Shinu in the Gufa Maise, in the Atoza Skuras itself, the shinu consisted only in the tarnigel putting in its head into the kele. Shav of Hishem Supergon. In the shinu in Tzchures, that the Hishem shinu in Gupa Maise. In the Tzchures, how the Yite. Av of Hishem shinu in Gupa Maise. In the Zakar Tarnigel, Av of Hishem Zakar Lachis Vashem Vakli. In the shinu in Tzchures, and we told the Kele. So we explain it. What's the pshat? Zay simeres, stamblosis, chturisis, okay? So in other words, so the Gemara says, in the garden of the Mishnah, the thief, the keller, if the keller, let's say, picked up a cake that had inside the coal, if they took out the cake, with that head they call a piece of coal in it, and then the keller ate up the cake, so the Mishnah says, that the Baal HaKelet is mechuyev to pay nezek sholem for the cake. So the Gemara says, stamblos is chturis is etzim kelet. That's a raya that the average kelet is capable of breaking open a closed, unlocked door. So Rashi explains it, because if we are going to assume that it cannot be expected to break open a closed door that is unlocked, so why they say that where the keller did break open the door and then he took out the cake and he ate up the cake for the cake, but he should pay nothing as a sholem, he should pay on a cholect on the part of the keller to break open the door. But if we were going to assume that stam blosses enoch to resist the keller, so it's an unnatural act, it's an aberrational act for a caliph to break open a closed door, so the male of the Baal HaKelet should pay for the cake, not full damages, but head damages. The Rosh is masik on the Rosh Hashite, because the Rosh Hashite is that when a behemoth does by previous unnatural act. Now for example, if we ask to say, that stam glosses in your tovesit for kelet. So melee for the cake. So that when a behemoth does an act that by act, so then even for the natural act has a din of kelet and he pays only the head damages. The Rosh is chayyuk, he says. Of what concern is it to me, to us, the fact that this natural act, that's a natural act, to eat up a cake? So what concern is it to us that this natural act was preceded and made possible by another natural act of breaking open the closed door. But when we consider, if we were to consider the damage done to the door, then that means that where a natural act is based upon an unnatural act and made possible by an unnatural act, so if the caliph would not be capable of breaking open the door or a closed village, so that, but a caliph is not preshia in any way, so he's a nonus. Not that if a caliph, as Rashi explains, if a caliph is incapable of breaking open when a behemoth does an act that is natural in itself, but that act was made possible by the mitzah keren, and according to the Rosh, the second act is mechuyev mitzah chen. So, mishune, umishalim chotzin ezek kechol haknotzes, so the Rambam tells the kasha. But it seems there is a bayah b'nifshite, whether yeshino or enshino, mitzvahs. So there is a possibility that yeshino, so the mele bezdin should be gave only for not a chotzin ezek. So the Magen Mishnah says it took place in the etzem hatozin. Let's say the behemah kicks, and through the kicking, so it was matis revis. So then that's an unnatural act. Mashem can hear it is mishune. Why is it mishune? It's mishune for a tamigil to put in its head into an empty kelet. Only if there are seeds of grain. But an empty kelet, that's a shino. But once the tamigil performed this aberrational act, unnatural act of pushing in its head into a klishuchis, so it was the most natural act for the tamigil to grow. And as a result of the produce, by the growing of the tarnigil, so the killer grow. So he's mechuyev to pay in his exholem. But it was preceded and made possible by another cholem. So the Shita Rambam is like the Rosh, not like Rashi. That's why the Rambam says, but the question is, against the Rambam, so we have to say that the Shita Rambam Rosh, so Mimele, then the question arises, the Rosh says is aloche, in Kvai Talbe Dochel Imre Rabre. So Mishuneu, Mishalom Chotzinezek. So the Rosh, large, huge lamps. So that's an unnatural act for a caliph, to eat up huge lamps. So the Gemara says that he pays only Chotzinezek, so that means he pays Chotzinezek in which he eat up huge lamps. So first he killed it, and then he eat it up. So let's say that a huge lamb had a price, had a worth, while it was living, let's say of $100. Then, when the caliph, the first moment, or the worth, the value of the huge lamb, so changed from $100, let's say, to $20. The carcass of the huge lamb is only worth $20. So he has to pay, the owner of the caliph has to pay only Chotzinezek, $40. Out of that $80 damage lamb, so that's another $20 damage. Another $20. So in the $20 damage that inhered in the year, not since the living huge lamb was worth $100, and now the caliph killed it and ate it up, so the damage, the total damage is $100. So the total damage is $100. So you have to pay only $50. According to the Rosh, you'll have to pay, in the example I mentioned, $60. $40 on the $80 damage caused by killing, and $20 full damage. The Rosh is highly kandashing the Gemara, and in connection with the Gemara of Haikal Be'ochlim Ve'Ratveh, the Pashtas portion of the Rambam, is like Rashi, that he pays only half damages. In other words, if the huge lamb was worth $100, and then the caliph ate it up, and the Rambam here, that Mimoyakli Reikonav is in Shunim Shalom Tzvei Ba'akna says, but there is a very obvious difference between the case that the Rosh discusses and the case here. Because the case that the Rosh discusses, so Rosh go so far as to say that even in one act at all, when the, all right, the killing is not strictly part of the eating process. And when a person eats, so first he takes the food into his mouth, and then he chews it, and then he swallows it. What is really the achila opening? The swallowing. Let's say if somebody will take a kazayis of nevela into his mouth and he'll chew it with his teeth and he'll grind it into little pieces and then he'll spit out everything. So you will not be chayav mokes, because alpidim, the chile consists in swallowing, in the hamlis gore. But it is still part and parcel of the eating process when every person eats. So how does he eat? First he takes the food into his mouth, then he chews it, then he swallows it. So one couldn't say that the eating process consists just of swallowing. So there are a number of steps in the eating process. So it's one part and everything is part and parcel of the eating process. So when the keller grabs a huge lamb and kills it immediately and then eats it up, so the killing and the eating up is a part and parcel of one process. It's not two separate acts. It's not two separate acts. It's like the eating by every person. So he takes it into the mouth and then he chews it, then he swallows it. So everything are ingredients in the process of eating. So here too, it's one ma'izachila. So the Rosh goes so far, and he says that even though the eating up of the lamb and the killing of the lamb are both constituents of the same ma'izachila, of the process of achila, but it still separates one from the other in regard to the hesed done by the killing, which is the initial step in the process of eating. So they are praised on the chotzin hezek, the owner of the cup. And in respect to the damage done by the second step in the process of eating by the keller, so he pays full damages. So the Rambam, in respect to that case, he agrees with Rashi, in view of the fact that it's one ma'isachile, so the first step in the achille process is an abominational act, so the mele even the second step. So he cannot be separated from the first step, and he pays only chotzeze. Mashein kei, in this case, so here it's not the pushing in of the tarnagel into the kele, that's not an integral part of the process of eating. Especially in this case where the kli was empty. So it wasn't even a necessary step. He didn't eat anything. The tarnagel didn't eat anything. But what did tarnagel do? Once the tarnagel pushed its head into the kele, so then he started to crow. So then he started to crow. Crowing by a tarnagel is the most natural act. But what is unnatural for a tarnagel? To push its head into the kele. But that's a separate act. In the case of Kaulidoch Limre, so the killing of the tarnagel, that's the killing of the lamb. The killing of the lamb was, first of all, the initial step in the process of the achille. Secondly, it was indispensable to the achille. There was no other way for the caliph to eat up the lamb except by killing it first. So it's one act. Mashenkin here, it's two separate. There was no eating altogether. So because it was an empty caliph. So there were two separate acts, and then the pushing in of the head of the tarnagel into the kele was not a preliminary step that was indispensable to the point. A tarnagel, regularly the tarnagel grows while its head is not in the is not in any kill. On the contrary, when the head is not in the kele, then it's much easier for the tarnigol to crawl. But it's natural for the tarnigol to crawl even when it's head in the kele. So it's a separate act altogether. So according to Rashi, who says in the case of a kele breaking open a closed door and then taking out the cake and eating it, there it's also two separate acts. There is something there. So Rashi says over there, that even though it's two separate acts, but since the second act was made possible by the first act, so mainly it has a thing of Mishune, even in regard to the second act, which in itself is a natural end. So here too, Mashaim came, the Rambam agrees with Rashi in the case of Kalvi Dochlim, and not with the Rosh, because over there the Rosh goes so far as to say that even the same act, so if there is an initial step and the final step, so we can separate the final step from the initial step, but the Rambam doesn't go so far as the Rosh, but he agrees with the Rosh in respect to the Gemara of Stam Glosses, Chturis is okay. Alright, now, we didn't go over the Rashi. The Rashi and the Gemara of the Himoshim Kirat Rosh, please. So the Gemara had an Abaye here. The Gemara had an Abaye. Goy Rote, Yesha Goy Mitzchule, so Yena Goy Mitzchule. Now, so we discuss the two pshat in Rashi. The first Roshim in Rashi is that Rote, and that's Rashi's Shite, that the Abaye of Yesha Goy Mitzchule, Yena Goy Mitzchule, has reference exclusively to Tzchures al-Dishino. Mashayim ki Tzchures kuchaye, so definitely, without any question, that ain Adoy. Because what's the purpose of Adoy? What's the purpose of Adoy? Adoy, through a habituation process, so a heretofore, a natural act, by the Shayim becomes converted into a natural act. Held on as it ever. But in case of Tzchures kuchaye, so at the very outset it's natural. So what's the purpose of Adoye? What does Adoye accomplish? What difference does it make? Whether the behemoth is Matisrores the fourth time or it's Matisrores the first time. So this is the reason as to why Rashi rejects the second question. And Rashi says that Abaye of Yesh Adoye Mitzrores in Adoye Mitzrores has reference exclusively to Tzchures al-Dishin. So that's the Abaye. There's that line. Now let's see Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon, Shem Kibetz is really the question. There seems to be a steer in Rashi's Lashon. Oh, what's the Lashon of the Gemara?